This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, Adam Schiff is running for Senate here in California. And at least in the primary, you had Steve Garvey giving him a run for his money. Well, Schiff is constantly being Schiff, shall we say. And he wants and is hoping that the intelligence community will, quote, dumb down the briefings for Donald Trump. You believe that? Can you imagine that? What if somebody said, well, I don't know, maybe he had to get these briefings dumbed down for Joe Biden. We don't want him to know too much. I don't know if that's, you know, actually happening or not, but I'll tell you this much, folks. The ongoing assaults against you and your ability to pick the leader they're not going to let up anytime soon. It is an absolute all-hands-on-deck problem for them. All right, folks, welcome to the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Tuesday edition of the show, and we're glad to be with you. And, of course, here on the Tuesday edition, well, again, it's better because it's not Monday. Right. I think we did have a listener who wrote that in. I mean, we were trying to figure out what's good about Tuesday because it's kind of, you know, it's not Wednesday yet. You can say, well, that's the middle of the week. You're starting to head down the other side of the hill. And Thursday's good because it's almost Friday. And Tuesday just kind of sits by itself. And we had a listener write in, and I want to give credit where credit is due. But they wrote it and said, how about this? Tuesday, it's not Monday. Well, that's right. It's still not Monday, everybody. Welcome to the Tuesday edition. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com. And if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. All right. Well, we will tell you about Adam Schiff here in just a moment, because obviously they don't want Donald Trump to have information. Why? Because he'll run out and disclose it to everybody. But I do want to bring this up. We talked about this at the top of hour one. And for everybody joining us this hour, I just want to make sure that we get this top story out there. This from the New York Post. FBI Director Christopher Wray warned on Monday the Bureau is, quote, very concerned about a human smuggling network with ties to ISIS terrorists that utilizes the southern border to gain entry into the U.S. Wray confirmed the potential threat during a Senate Intelligence Committee hearing and said the FBI, along with other federal authorities, have been actively investigating the human trafficking cell. So, he says, I want to be a little bit careful of how far I go in open session. I think that's pretty important. He says, but there is a particular network that where some of the overseas facilitators of the smuggling network have, get this, folks, ISIS ties that we're very concerned about and that we've been spending enormous amount of effort with our partners investigating. He said this in response to a question from Senator Marco Rubio. Says exactly what that network is up to, that is something that's, again, the subject of our current investigation. Last August, CNN reported the Bureau was investigating whether dozens of asylum seekers from Uzbekistan were aided in traveling to the U.S.-Mexico border by a Turkish smuggler with ties to ISIS. That's a threat stream we're very concerned about, Wray told lawmakers about the incident when asked by Senator John Cornyn, Republican out of Texas, says we're very actively investigating, working with DHS on both people whose travel was facilitated, but also members of the facilitation network in some other way overseas, he added. There's probably more I could share on that in closed session if you would like. And I think the senators would say, yes, we would like to do that. This is incredibly important, folks. This is so important. because this ongoing crisis, which is now, I guess, it's an official crisis at the border, but it's not a crisis because of this, I guess, according to the Democrat Party elite, the Biden administration people. It's not a crisis because of this, but it's a crisis because the Republicans will not get this bipartisan bill done so that Joe Biden can sign it and he can walk out to the American people in the election year and say, look what I did. But this bill is not going to do all the things. It's not a magical anything. In fact, it doesn't really address the problems as we see, for example, in H.R. 2. And they're never going to consider that at the Biden administration and the Democrat Party elite, because they know that that would be way, way, way too practical. And so I bring it up again here at the top of hour two, because this is so important. And so, again, it's you got Ray saying, look, you know, take us into closed session about this, and I'll tell you even more about it. But at the same time, this from Fox News, President Biden says he doesn't plan on taking executive action to address the record number of migrants coming into the United States through the White House we call newcomers, coming into the United States through the southern border, after indicating that he might, following failed efforts to find a legislative fix. Biden was asked Monday about the possibility of unilaterally adding safeguards to the U.S.-Mexico border, a move that would be reminiscent of controversial actions taken by former President Donald Trump when he took office. Biden says reporters on Air Force One after visiting New Hampshire, I'm counting on the border action happening by itself, then passing it, he said. Meaning he wants Congress to go in. Now, wait a minute, just wait a minute. You know, the whole thing right before the State of the Union, well, he's probably going to, you know, take some executive action. And, of course, we knew that would only be for show. They would only be doing it only because he's trying to shore up support, because they realize now that the majority of the American people realize that this is a true crisis that's happening at the border. This shouldn't be happening this way. But now, I guess we're back to square one, and the FBI director is telling us all about ISIS and all these. In fact, Ray was asked about the 1.8 million gotaways, and could there be, you know, some bad actors in there? Of course there can be. You know, what else do you expect? We're going to wait around now for Congress. Now, who's doing this for political purposes? I told you, folks, I needed Congress to do this. You know, meanwhile, everything's catching on fire. Stay right there, folks, because we're going to put it out when we come back. We're going to put out the fire. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. If you want to come and text us.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody. Welcome back as we continue across your radio dial in the overnight hours in America. The wee hours of the morning, they call to us, don't they? All right, folks, whatever you're doing this morning, we hope that everything's going well for you. You're having a great Tuesday already. And once again, 949-822-7959. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message. Thank you, Uncle Rick, for your message. Yes, we will definitely we'll definitely address that here in just a few moments. But first, we want to head over to the telephone lines because we've got Aaron listening in Denver, Colorado this morning. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, Professor Politics. So much to talk about, so little time.
Yeah.
So little time. But the thing is, though, I want to talk about the state of Ukraine. Professor Potts. The State of the Union.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, though, I mean, obviously the speech was a campaign speech, and that's all it was. And it's really sad that he wants to talk about shutting down the border, and he had 3 years, going on his fourth year, to shut the border down. Hasn't done nothing about that. And then doing the State of the Ukraine speech, State of the Union speech.
Right.
He said the word illegal.
Yeah.
And I thought their heads were gonna explode because the so called president said the word illegal, Professor Politics.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
He did. And then they had to change that word. And I think a lot of people, I think it's worse that they changed it. I mean, they just sort of let it stand, but they see they can't let it stand, can they? You know, that was he did something that was just verboten.
He did something that was just forbidden to say that word illegal. I mean, he was getting heckled through the whole state of Ukraine. State of the Union speech, and he actually said the word illegal. And then I heard an interview, I think it was today, where Joe Biden had to back off the word illegal and say, I meant to say undocumented immigrant.
Yep.
So basically he's basically censoring himself because he's so politically correct, so woke, so twisted and deranged and a broken down, senile, dumb donkey, dumb fool that he had to backtrack off the word illegal. I wish he would just be really true, say illegal alien, but if he said alien, oh my God. I mean blood would have been everywhere during the State of the Ukraine, State of the Union address of Professor Bobbitt.
I think you're right. Mm-hmm. And outside Air Force One, you know, he said, well, technically, the guy wasn't supposed to be here. Technically, he wasn't supposed to be here. I thought that was also...
No, he wasn't supposed to be here, period.
Period.
But the thing is, Professor Potty, you're a reasonable, rational, common sense man, you know, logical man. Professor Potty, can you ask me this question? Why hasn't Bernie Sanders resigned from the Senate and gone back? I mean, he's an old, broken, damn bag of bones, educated, well, maybe not educated, old fool, Marxist, common social, old fool. Professor Potter, why hasn't Bernie Sanders gone back to Mother Russia? Can you tell me, Professor Potter?
I don't know. Maybe because his mission isn't over yet or something. I don't know.
Wait, what, Professor Potter, can you tell me, what is the old broken down, broken down Marxist, common socialist, old fool, what is his mission, Professor Potter? Can you tell me that at least?
What's his mission? Well, obviously.
What is his mission?
Yeah,
what is his mission?
Well,
he should have been term limited decades ago, but, you know, but people like him and of course the so-called, they run a con. They've been running con for decades and decades, just running the same old con, and yet the sucker taxpayers keep voting for him over again. So, Professor, what's going on, Professor?
Yeah.
Tell this sucker taxpayer in Denver, Colorado, what's going on, Professor.
Well, you know, it's because they maintain their illusion that they're fighting for you, that they're fighting for the common person, that they're just trying to make sure that government does everything it's supposed to do for you, and on it goes. But they really do want to change fundamentally. Remember, this is the fundamental transformation of America that they want to pull off.
The fundamental transfer of America is a big pile of diabolical, dark side, donkey, and rhino S. But anyway, Professor Politics, as always, it's been a pleasure. Adios.
Well, thank you, Aaron, in Denver. It's been a pleasure talking with you this morning. Take care. We'll talk to you again real soon. All right, Aaron in Denver, everybody, listening on the mighty 710 KNUS. And we love to talk to Aaron. And absolutely, you know, see, that's the thing. Yeah, it's there is a mission. They're true believers, my friends. They're true believers. They really do think that they are going to be able to lord it over you. And there's something standing in their way, and that is... And that is the American way, the American system. And so by overwhelming it, by constantly criticizing it, by constantly creating all these stumbling blocks, they really do believe that they'll get to their goal. And unfortunately, yeah, things would look much more akin to living in the Soviet Union at that time, or even Russia today, or other places where you don't have the same rights and opportunities that we have here in the United States. It's very precious. And every single generation, it has to maintain that. That's why, talk about diabolical. I appreciate that word, I think Aaron used. Talk about diabolical. They have set themselves up to be the sole protectors, quote unquote, of democracy. They have set themselves up to be that. They say that, you know, again, what they're implying is that any vote for anybody who's not part of the Democrat Party elite, that is a vote to tear down our, quote, democracy. Well, of course, we live in a constitutional republic, but they use that term democracy because what they really mean is they're trying to invoke an idea of literally of mob rule. This is why you hear things like, well, we got to pack the court. or the court's illegitimate. We should probably just vote to dissolve the court. You know, it's that kind of mentality, meaning somehow that, well, everybody wants to do it this way. Everybody wants this person to be president, so we'll just take the popular vote. We don't have to worry about those people in the so-called flyover states, because what do they know anyway? And there's something else that's happening, too, and that is this notion somehow, if you ever hear how some of these polls are broken down and so forth, they're always on about, well, these people with the college degree here and these people who don't have a college degree, well, they're kind of going for Trump. And the implication is that, well, you're just not smart enough not to vote for Trump, or, you know, this kind of stupid stuff. And it really is infuriating. And that's why when you look back, and again, this is, again, a very important election cycle. All the marbles, I perchance to think that all the marbles are on the table at this point. But when you really do look at how things were going before Joe Biden came into office, how people were getting, things were getting better. Yes, there was COVID. We factor all that in. But generally speaking, you had people who could be successful. And if people across the board can be successful, if there's opportunity across the board, then all of these divisions, these artificial lines of division that are stoked constantly by the far left, because that's the only way that they can really maintain power. It's that old adage, divide and conquer. It's much better to unify. And you know what happens when what we were seeing was a lot more unification in America, and that was people are different. People have some different opinions. People have different, cultural backgrounds and things like that. But the unifying force that could really make our country take off like a rocket, as it was starting to do again under the Trump policies, the unifying force is this idea of opportunity and freedom and the ability that rising tide lifts all the boats. But that only leads to more success. That leads to more exuberance. That leads to more people saying, you know what, we are in this together. So don't listen to those who would simply constantly tear you apart and try to make sure that you hate your neighbor. But that's not what we're about on this show, and that's really not what the country's about either. But there are those who believe, hey, I get these people to hate their neighbor. All right, I'm in power then. Oh, boy. That's kind of how that works. So thanks for the call, Aaron. I appreciate it. Uncle Rick, we'll take a look at your direct message right when we come back. So stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. President Biden's budget proposal for 2025 aims to reduce the federal deficit in part by increasing taxes on high-income earners. Additionally, the plan unveiled Monday outlines measures to bolster Medicare and Social Security and foster the growth of clean energy employment opportunities. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledges differences in perspective between himself and President Biden.
Look, we have our agreements on the basic goals, but we also have disagreements on how to achieve them. Ultimately, it's Israel that has to decide. side. Our neck is on the line.
Netanyahu's remarks Monday followed a recent interview in which Biden said that an Israeli invasion of the city of Rafah would constitute crossing a red line. Americans believe high prices will continue for the foreseeable future. According to a recent survey by the New York Federal Reserve, consumers believe that the inflation rate will increase to 3% within the next year. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Well, once again, the time is just flying by. And we are having fun. I mean, it is Tuesday. And I think we're allowed to have some fun. Maybe a little bit more fun on Tuesday because, well, it's Tuesday. It's not Monday. It's not Wednesday. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, sandwiched in the middle there of Monday, which is, it's Monday. And then Wednesday, which is, okay, well, it's Wednesday. We can start to see as we go through the rest of the week. Well, now we're starting to head downhill, you know, this kind of stuff. But Tuesday, it's in a class by itself. But we can still have fun here on Tuesday. Folks, Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. You can also check us out at my home website, kylewarrenshow.com. And by the way, welcome to everybody listening on AM 860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, our flagship station, our home station. Everybody listening on AM 930, everybody listening along the GCN network as well. And I just, again, I want to give a shout out to everybody at GCN this morning. GCN distributes our program out to the our great AM and FM radio affiliates out there. We appreciate them so very much. They work very hard for the program. And once again, be sure to check out GCN as well, because you can hear the live streams for this program at GCNLive.com. That's GCNLive.com. And, of course, we have links over at KyleWarrenShow.com to GCN Live. So once again, you know, and like I said, you know, it's really something to me. You know, we're hearing from people from New York to Seattle, through Portland, down in Oklahoma, through Florida. We hear from people in Colorado, like we just did from Aaron in Denver, and we hear from others as well. And in Puerto Rico, we had a great call from Puerto Rico. the other night. And so it just, it always just makes me smile. And we have a lot of fun here on the program in the overnight hours. And why shouldn't we? And I'll tell you something else, too. No, I want to get to Uncle Rick's question here. One of the things about this program that I'm really excited about, that I think about throughout the day and so forth, is that, you know, we talk about some of these things we talk about, you're not going to be hearing other places. And especially when we talk with some of our regular contributors as well. So what's going on overnight in America? Well, we are. And we're glad that you're there, and we're glad to be with you. So once again, folks, it really does make my day to hear from you. All right, so Uncle Rick wrote in, and he's listening on AM 930. He's in Manatee County this morning. He says, Trump versus Social Security. Trump may have reelected Biden or helped Kennedy. Okay. I did hear about what he talked about and what this controversy is now with Trump on Social Security. This is a pretty interesting sort of problem here. Now, obviously, Social Security is an entitlement. Social Security used to be, and to some degree or another, is still considered to be that third rail of American politics. In other words, touch it and you die, right? You don't want to touch the third rail. And Social Security, obviously, does fit that description. But this from The Hill. Former President Trump on Monday argued, quote, there's a lot you can do, unquote, when it comes to cutting funding to entitlement programs like Social Security and Medicare. Trump appeared on CNBC's Squawk Box in his first interview since President Biden delivered the State of the Ukraine. Oh, wait a minute. I have to give credit to Aaron here. State of the Ukraine. No, wait a minute. I loved how he did that. State of the Ukraine. No, State of the Union address last week. I'm sorry. I had to do that. Host Doe Kernan noted that there are stark policy differences between Trump and Biden, but possibly not a whole lot when it came to the key entitlement programs. Kernan asked Trump if he had changed his outlook on how to handle the entitlement programs. So first of all, there's a lot you can do in terms of entitlements, in terms of cutting, in terms of also the theft and the bad management. That's key. So this is Trump talking here. The theft and the bad management of entitlements, tremendous bad management of entitlements, Trump said. There's a tremendous amounts of things and numbers of things you can do. So I don't necessarily agree with that statement, meaning essentially there's not a lot of difference when it comes to the key entitlement programs between Biden and Trump. That was the host's interviewer's question, right? The Trump war room. Now, by the way, so let's look at this statement here. Trump is talking about what? He's talking about cutting entitlements? Is Trump saying in this statement, is he saying that, yeah, there's a lot you can do, we can just cut? That's not what he's saying. Because what is he talking about? He's talking about bad management of entitlements. He's talking about theft. He's talking about things that happen to this money that, you know, is supposed to be going in to the Social Security fund, for lack of a better term. I'm reminded, is it Al Gore? Was it Al Gore back in the day? Oh, wow. This goes back into the way back machine, it feels like. But not really. It wasn't really all that long ago, but it sure feels like it at this point. It's a million miles away when Al Gore was talking about the lockbox, right? The lockbox. We'll take that money and we'll put it into the lockbox, right? And so that got lampooned back then on Saturday Night Live that it was Daryl Hammond did a great Al Gore back then. He did a great Clinton, too, but he also did a great Al Gore. And they really got onto that lockbox thing. But at any rate, that's the idea, right? So Trump's not talking about opening up the lockbox, taking money out. But he's saying, I think what he's saying is that on the way to the lockbox, there's theft and there's bad management. So the Trump war room, back to the article, The Trump War Room account on X, which is officially run by the Trump campaign, clarified his remarks soon after, posting, quote, "If you losers didn't cut his answer short, you would know the president was talking about cutting waste." Biden responded to the interview writing on X, formerly Twitter, "Not on my watch." Yeah, that's right. "Now it's time to be indignant. Not on my watch. And hey, and get off my lawn," and the whole thing, right? But that's evidently what's happening, Uncle Rick. It looks like that's what's going on. I don't know that Trump would, or any candidate for that matter, would come out and say, "We're going to start cutting Social Security because that's the only way we can go right now." I don't think they would ever campaign on something like that. But as usual, and this actually goes to the same old thing, right? What are we hearing? Trump's going to be a dictator. Trump is going to be a dictator. And why? Because he said he was going to be a dictator. So we're just going to believe him when he says that. But of course, in what context did he say that? He's talking to Sean Hannity, and we've mentioned this before, but he was talking to Sean Hannity, right, at one of those, like town meeting things that was a live thing with the live audience. And he says, people say I'm going to, I think the question basically was, people say you're going to be an authoritarian, and this is what's, they're accusing you of this and that. And he says, "Well, I'm not going to be a dictator, except on day one." And that was talking about not saying I will assume all power on day one as if I'm the Führer and I will begin dictating, or something like that. No, it wasn't like that at all. What he was saying in the context was, and again, it was supposed to be a jest, but I won't be a dictator except on day one, when he would do various presidential executive orders that all presidents do. By the way, Biden reversed all the border orders, right, when he came into to the Oval Office, and this exacerbated the problem at the border by an exponential amount. Whitney, you agree? So Trump was taken out of context on that. And, I know he wants to joke around, but sometimes I'm wondering, maybe he needs the note card, if only to just, because by being a little bit more animated, maybe than Joe Biden, you get yourself, but not by his doing, but by the way that these things are edited, the way that these things are taken out of context. But that's what that was about as well. So I'm not surprised, and this is what you'll hear, and it'll be all over. It's already all over the news. Biden says, "I am not going to let this happen. I'm not going to let that happen." And at any rate, that's evidently where this story came from, Uncle Rick. I appreciate the message very much. And folks, we are now heading over to the next break. When we come back, we've got another great song lined up for the morning. Get you through your morning. Also, we're going to be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook as we make our way through hour number two. KyleWarrenShow.com is the website. If you want to send us a direct message, stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, the Tuesday edition is rolling along, and we're having fun. I got to tell you, we really are, but one of these things, of course, about this program is we love music as well, and here in this part of the program, we always have another song lined up, hour number one, hour number two, in this segment, to kind of keep you going through the morning. Last hour, we did play Eric Carmen. We played Eric Carmen, who passed away. We got the news yesterday on Monday that he had passed away at age 74, so we played Hungry Eyes, one of his big hits. And, of course, a very talented songwriter, very talented musician. We don't know the cause of death yet, but we wanted to honor him there in hour number one. Hungry Eyes was a big hit, and, you know, again, still sounds good today, no doubt about that. In this hour, we're going to do something a little bit different. We've got a little bit more of a rocker lined up for us this hour as we head through this segment of the program. In a few moments, or a few minutes, I should say, we'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So on this Tuesday edition, if you're, well, hopefully you're not falling asleep, but if you are, or if you just feel a little tired, we'll get you through your morning with something like this. How about a little live AC/DC this morning? This will wake you up, no doubt about it. We'll be right back.
AC/DC live this morning. We haven't heard AC/DC here for a while. So I'll tell you, it was about time. So, but definitely, I got to tell you, those guys, they do rock. And, you know, that's pretty much of a departure, isn't it, from what we heard in the first hour. Of course, we were paying tribute to Eric Carmen this morning, who passed away suddenly at age 74. But still in all, I mean, this is also this is a pretty good live version of that as well. And very, very tight. There's no doubt about that. And, some people think, well, you know, AC/DC, you know, they write these, it's not all that good or whatever, but, you know, I don't know, maybe try to write an AC/DC song. They seem to be able to get these riffs and these things going that seem to be pretty cool. I tell you that much. But at any rate, folks, welcome back to the show. Kyle Warren with you. And, we're glad to be with you this morning. We're going to be talking with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, here in just a few moments. And by the way, we'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of next hour if you have a question or a comment for Denise or for me or the topic we're talking about or what have you. So we invite you to do that. But we'll open up the telephone lines, at the bottom of the hour. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you would like to be part of the program this morning. All right. So once again, folks, so we'll take a quick look here. What's happening around the country? Unsettled weather is expected from the Pacific Northwest. Boy, I know that Richard the Marine can tell you about that because he said it was still raining there this morning from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. So unsettled weather expected from the Pacific Northwest and Northern California into the central Rockies with lower elevation rain and higher elevation snow through midweek. An increased risk of wildfires will shift southward from the central plains today into the southern high plains for Tuesday and Wednesday. And then also anomalously warm temperatures to expand eastward from the upper Midwest into the Ohio Valley, Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast through Wednesday. All right, so be careful out there, folks. We want you to get there in one piece. All right, it's time now to talk to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, all right. Well, yesterday you were coming in on the telephone line because there was a slight technical issue, but you were sounding 5x5 this morning.
Yay.
Yeah.
I had a bad behaving mouse yesterday.
Well, I'm glad you got it all squared away. And that's all part of live radio, isn't it? Something just unexpected happens like that. But we're glad you're here, Denise. And obviously, there's a lot going on this morning. You know, we'll talk more about this, I'm sure, after the top of the hour. But FBI Director Wray has said he's very concerned about the ISIS ties that evidently they're investigating with the human smuggling ring using the southern border. So, I mean, this is obviously a pretty big deal.
It was quite the panel yesterday. I did not get to see the majority of it, sadly, but I will look at it, watch the hearing. You know, like Christopher Wray or not, I will tell you that he has clearly been sounding the alarm on all things China, on all things terrorism, and all things southern border. So happy for that. Now, does he have enough of the resources? Because there's so many other criminal cases that he's working to. But having said that, you got to wonder what his boss, Merrick Garland, is saying to him. But more than that, you have to wonder if the White House is going to push back, because the White House comes out and says, nope, we're not taking any additional action on the southern border. We're waiting on Congress. Well, here you have a pretty sizable investigative agency that not once, but not twice, but several times has sounded the alarm on the southern border and what it really means. Is anybody paying attention to the FBI? Therein lies the question.
Very good question indeed. And of course, he also said, I can talk about this somewhat, you know, in the open session, but really seemed that he was emphasizing, you know, if you want to go into a closed session about this, I can tell you a lot more about this. I'm sure the senators there, especially Rubio, would want to go into that closed session.
Yeah, Rubio's been all over this one from the Intelligence Committee side, for sure. I think today is the House session. So it may be that they'll broadcast that. I think you can get the Senate session on C-SPAN.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, this whole idea, as you were talking about, you know, now the White House is saying, as you said, no additional action. But this was all, you know, everybody was at Twitter about that prior to the State of the Union, that he would issue some executive orders. But this is the most political thing now ever, because he can take action right now if he wanted to, but he's going to leave it up to Congress, quote unquote. But that's just a political win for him, he thinks, because they can blame Republicans.
Well, and of course, the Democrats are blaming Trump, because, you know, Trump, they say that Trump called up you know, the House members and said, do not pass this Senate bill.
Right.
Well, the big question is, and I want a front row seat on the White House press thing, has anybody in the White House read H.R. 2 that came out of the House that was passed long before this Senate bill was?
Good question. Stay right there, Denise. Stay right there, everybody. Top of the hour news is next. Then we are coming back. Hour number two in the books.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.